Welcome to Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 2, Mishnah 1. This Mishnah discusses idol worshippers, people that are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and how they're suspect to even violate the Shalosh Chamuras, the three cardinal sins. So the Mishnah begins, one is not allowed to leave their animal in the stables of a non-Jewish person. Again, here, Goyim means people are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, people that serve idols. We suspect that maybe they'll commit bestiality with the animal. And even a guy is mitzvah in this. A woman as well should not become by herself. She shouldn't be found alone with non-Jews. Again, idol worshippers. Because they're suspect to commit sexual immorality. The Gemara says that the halacha is that by Yisrael, by a Jewish person, if his wife is with him, there's no issue with a woman being there, with another woman being there. We're not scared that he's going to do something immoral. But by Ovdei Avodah Zarah, by idol worshippers, even if their wife is there, there's still this chashas. Even a man is not allowed to be alone with idol worshippers, because we suspect that they could chasasham kill him. Continues the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael, a Jewish woman, she's not allowed to be a midwife to assist a idol worshipping woman to have a child, because she has a child that is going to ultimately serve idols. The Gemara teaches us, however, that if she's just doing it as a job, it's permissible. However, an idol worshiper is allowed to assist a Jewish woman. She could be the midwife to assist her to give birth, as long as there's other people in the area, so that we don't chas v'shalom suspect that she'll kill the child or the woman. Bas Yisrael, a Jewish woman, leitanik v'nasha nachris, cannot nurse the child of a idol worshipper, because she's raising the child to Avodah Zarah. However, a non-Jewish woman is permitted to nurse the child of a Jewish woman as long as she gives her permission and she's okay with it. Says the Mishnah, Mishnah Beis, Misrap Mehen Riboy Maman, a person may use a non-Jewish person to be his veterinarian, avalei ripui nefashis, but one should not use a non-Jewish doctor to heal their life, that means to treat them if they're deathly ill. They must stop, remember, a person is never allowed to take a haircut from an Ovdei Avodah Zarah, someone that serves idols, even in public property, lest the guy use his razor to chas v'shalom slit a person's throat. Divrei Amir, these are the words of Amir. Chachamim, the Chachamim said, b'shus harabim, if it's in public property, people could see it, it's permissible to take a haircut from an idol worshipper, because since people are passing by, he's scared to kill him. It's still prohibited to murder. But a person should not take a haircut privately from an idol worshipper, because he's suspect of killing the person. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.